Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Chad and Ballsy Daily, with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Ballsy away on holidays. It'd be interesting to see what he'd have to say about this. Because he predicted, I'll give Ballsy credit on this, he predicted Donald Trump would be the president of the United States. And look at that. Here we are. All right. So keep that in mind when you think about this. Kanye West over the weekend, the rapper, mogul, because he's in everything, tweeted, "We must now realize a promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision and building our future. I am running for president of the United States." Kanye West, the guy who 6 days ago tweeted this. "I am so proud of my beautiful wife, Kim Kardashian West, for officially becoming a billionaire." The same Kanye West, such a people person, you know, dealing with everyday problems like you and I, having to congratulate his wife for being a billionaire. Yes, yes, I could just see him going down to the local Dunkin' Donuts in the States and enjoying a coffee with everybody. Come on. But before we rule this out, I don't want to jump all over Kanye. I'm not totally against it. Why? Because then that means we could finally see Snow run for prime minister. Oh, could you imagine? That's right.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
This could have been a very serious situation, but luckily it wasn't. I'm not sure if you've seen the footage of it, but it is scary stuff. So the New York Yankees, who I hate, they're scum of the earth, but I did feel for Tanaka. He's up, he's pitching. I believe it was Giancarlo Stanton that was at bat, and it was an open practice. So he wasn't pitching behind a net or anything. He was wide open. Now, Giancarlo Stanton lines one back at him, and it has some heat to it because it's Stanton. All right, this isn't some schmo. This is one of the all-time, this is a home run leader right here. And he hits it right back to his bean, and it hits him right in the coconut. Just whack. In fact, I have audio of it. So the first crack is the ball off of Stanton's bat. The second crack is the ball off of Tanaka's head. Have a listen. I'll see if... Oh, here we go. Okay, so do you hear that? So first crack, bat, second crack, head. Yeah. Right. So the good thing is that Tanaka's okay. He got out of it relatively unscathed. Minor concussion. That is insane. But, of course, I'm a scumbag, and I realize that this fits. I'm such a douche.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936-WOLF, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A!
All right. As Ballsy is away, I will try my best to bring you the knowledge I know. Questions coming in from you. This one from Ryan on the text line. What is your preferred SPF? Well, I'm somewhat milky, so I generally go with a higher SPF. But this year, I've been dropping it down, Ryan, to 30 SPF. That's right, in a little tan on. Brittany asks this. What do you think they have deep in Area 51? all of your single socks, Brittany. That's where they go. Or lizard people. Either way. Saw you at Home Depot again. Do you do anything but shop at Home Depot? Well, I'm a complicated man. Of course I do more than shop at Home Depot. I also shop at Lowe's, Home Hardware, Co-op. Oh yeah, they do it all. Capri's on men. Thoughts? Yeah, I'm for them. I know you might think, you probably assume that I'd be against them. No, I like anything that's part of something and another thing. Like anything that's part short, part pants, I'm game. The best of both worlds. And if it were socially acceptable to wear those zip-off shorts, the pants that zip into shorts, I would. But my wife thinks they're loserish. Speaking of wife, wife wants another kid. This is a text coming in. I'm just getting used to not changing diapers. What should I do? Well, you should probably learn to change your own diapers. I would say... I know, usually I should say, well, I don't want to give you advice on that. That one's a pretty serious one. But I said I'd give you advice on everything. So I'm going to say this. Happy wife, happy life. And no matter what, even if you do have another kid and you're saying, oh, this is so draining. You just do what your wife wants, dude.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Ava?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ava. How are you?
Good.
Did I wake you up?
No, I'm not actually in town, so sorry.
Where are you?
Kelowna.
In Kelowna?
Oh, yes,
wow. Good for you. Are you going to be there a while or what?
For a little bit, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, here's the deal, Ava. We've chosen you to win a loud lunch with us here at the Wolf and Eastside Mario's.
I will be home. I'm actually making my trek back, but okay. Yeah, I was just looking at the BC driving conditions. So yeah,
really, and how are they?
They're good. They're going to get me home.
Yeah, good. Well, are you going to be home by Thursday?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, I plan to be.
I'm going to give you a welcome back gift to Saskatchewan. I will deliver a great family pass a meal courtesy of Eastside Mario's with our loud lunch.
Wow.
I will deliver it in person, socially distanced. All right.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's great. I don't have to go get groceries right away. That's awesome.
See? Handled. Just like that. Ava, what are you doing in Kelowna? Are you visiting family?
Yeah, my sister has a condo out here, so brought my mother down memory lane. We used to live here.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, many years ago.
Yeah, so you've been drinking wine out there then? Is that what everybody does?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Time to cleanse when I get home.
Yeah. Are you hungover right now, Ava?
I'm not hungover, no. Just a little groggy. I'm going to go for a walk.
Well, walk it off.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
2020 thing, it's been a wild ride, huh? Near world wars, a pandemic, the worst pandemic in pretty much 100 years. And why not invite the bubonic plague to the party? Yeah, that's right. China yesterday reported a case of the bubonic plague in Mongolia. So that's happening. Now, they're saying we shouldn't really be worried about this going worldwide. It's not really expected to be that kind of thing, but wasn't there just like a flu in pigs a couple of weeks ago too going on in China? Now I know a lot of people are blaming China for what's going on right now. Now I just want to once again clarify that I still 100% blame Jenny McCarthy over anybody. She's taking all the blame. Then maybe China.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I actually did get a chance to hang out at Ballsy's place in White City over the weekend. I was invited out, so we told all the neighbors, listen, you're going to see this grubby guy coming around here. Don't worry, he's allowed to be in our neighborhood. Lower the drawbridge, let him across the moat. And it was great to actually send his son Ethan off a little farewell as he's going to university down in the States. So good on you, Ethan. Congrats, buddy. And I understand you did a good job filling in for me as well last week Don't be getting an ego about it, though. Okay? It's temporary. You don't want this low pay. You can do so much better. There's a Canadian Karen trending on Twitter. I'm sure you've seen this video by now. If you haven't, her name is Letitia Montana, and she tweeted this. She said, "Went into the emergency department at St. Joseph's Hospital in Toronto for a suspected broken finger. I was asked to wear a mask, which I refused to do. As a result, hospital staff asked me to leave and immediately called three security guards to escort me out." So here's the actual video.
"I'm not allowed to video, but you're making me wear a mask. If, otherwise, yeah, you're going to deny me service if I don't wear a mask. I'm at St. Joseph's Hospital. They're telling me that if I don't wear a mask, they're not going to assist me. They want me to leave."
Letitia. Why wouldn't you want to wear a mask in a hospital? Like, I'm not going 100 feet, within 100 feet of a hospital without a mask on. That's where you're going to, if you're going to get it, that's where you're going to get it. That's why we're so concerned about our healthcare workers, Letitia. Is because they're being exposed to COVID-19 constantly, especially in Toronto. What are you, dumb? Some people just deserve to get this, you know? And I'm not going to say that I hope she does, but I hope she does, you know? I don't want her to die from it, but I really want her to get quite sick from it. And then maybe she'll understand why this is so serious. Maybe that's wrong of me to wish harm upon her. Okay, so I don't want her to get this, but we've said this before. You should never mistreat servers because they handle your food. And why would you want to yell and mistreat your nurses or doctors? These are the people that can inflict pain upon you while they serve, if they help you. All you got to do is put on a little mask, Letitia. For God's sakes, I feel like a criminal if I go into a big box store without a mask on, let alone a hospital.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.